At Apple, we are the very best. Techno-wise, we can't be beat. We're cooler than all the rest. And unlike Samsung, we don't cheat. iPhones, Mac Airs, and much more. Our products will blow your mind. Buy goods from the Apple Store, the most expensive you'll ever find. Money-wise, there is no contest. Cupertino won't be beat. Greater cash pile than the rest. Our profits are super sweet. Chinese workers seemed kinda stressed. So when the press turned up the heat, suicide issues were addressed. Well, we had to reassure Wall Street. Well, we're not rotten to the core. We're just falsely maligned. Our folks are all top draw, the very best of humankind. Shareholders want more and more, the best tax deals we can find. So we look to bend the law with tax dodges so refined. But in Ireland we are truly blessed. Just look at our balance sheet. To the Irish we are a valued guest. No need for an office suite. No staff or an office door. Tax operations so streamlined. Tax structures set up offshore. Profits that no one can find. But we pay our tax like all the rest, though our Irish deal is neat. On $1,000, if pressed, we pay 5 cents to keep them sweet. That's all they dare ask us for. It's the deal our lawyers signed. Stockholders won't let us pay more. That's how multinationals are designed. We think tax is superfluous, something to sidestep within the law. But that's not something we can discuss. That's what we pay lawyers for. Tax is not for the likes of us. You guys might pay much more, but we can make more of a fuss. And besides, you ain't Apple Core. Excuse me butting in, but this sounds a bit of a fiscal sin. 5 cents tax on $1,000? Well, that sounds rotten to the core. That ain't cool. I don't like Apple anymore.